This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at rainmakerplatform.com.
Welcome to Technology Translated. I'm your host, Scott Ellis. And this week, we're going to talk about five simple things you can do for a healthier website in 2016. We're going to leave your website looking better, feeling better, and performing better. I've always found January to be a good time to take a look at the existing state of our website, in addition to the myriad of other resolutions we have going on. It's a great opportunity to freshen it up a little bit. It used to be that you would go through a complete web design every couple of years at least. Things were evolving and changing so fast that it was almost necessary to keep up. Nowadays, that timeline has gotten stretched out a little bit. I would say you'll go through a redesign maybe every 2 to 4 years, depending on the nature of your site and how active your site is. But in between, it's still a good idea to give your site a little bit of a facelift or a little freshening up each year. And there are some very simple things that you can do that cost you little to no money and will allow you to help your website stay fresher looking. It'll feel fresher to you. It'll feel fresher to your audience. And it'll begin to give it a more contemporary feel year to year so that it doesn't start to look stale and that you don't get into 2016 and you look like you're working on a website that was built in 2013. Even if it was, that might be okay. But you still don't want it to look that way. So let's talk about a couple of things that we can do to our websites without hiring a developer necessarily that'll make it easier for you to have a new-looking website moving forward. Okay, so the first one is very simple. Some of you are going to resist this with all you have, but I'm telling you, number one, it is time to drop the sliders. Now, this is a guideline, not necessarily a hard and fast rule, but sliders have been fading from popularity for really a couple of years now, and there's some very good reasons for that. First of all, most of the time when somebody comes to your website and they hit that homepage, even if it's the first time, in most cases, they're not going to sit there and just watch 4 or 5 or 6 sliders go by to see what kind of content you have. 9 times out of 10, somebody's come to your site because of a post that you shared on social media, or somebody recommended the site to them, or they found it through Google search, but they're not coming there just to sit and watch these sliders go by. They might see the first 1 or 2 if they're even paying that much attention, and then after that, it's gone. Sliders also add a fair amount of weight to your homepage. There's a lot of extra images that get loaded for all those individual slides. There is extra code. There is a lot of JavaScript involved in making sliders work, so they're really not very efficient. Go out and look at some of the more popular sites that you visit on a regular basis, the more authoritative sites that you visit on a regular basis. Let's take copyblogger.com, for example. No sliders. Sliders haven't been there ever. And on other sites, there may have been a slider once upon a time, but most of them have lost it. So take a cue. Sliders are going away. Not a good idea. Just because a lot of people still use them does not mean they're a good idea. As much as you might like that slider, you feel like it gives it some more dynamic nature or it's more interesting, I promise you, you're doing yourself more harm than good. Now, for everyone who needs to get rid of their sliders, you know, there's going to be somebody out there for whom there's an exception. There might be a good use case or a reason. But in general, time to ditch the sliders. All right, number two. This one, okay, I lied a little bit. I said these were all going to be easy. This one's not quite as easy, but it is definitely something I would advise doing. And if you need help with this, then reach out. You know where to find me on social media at VS Ellis. But it's time to conduct a site audit. Now, that's kind of a broad term. A site audit can mean a lot of different things. It could mean an SEO audit. It could mean a usability audit. It could mean an accessibility audit. It could be a security and code audit. It could be all of those things and more. Pick the things on your website that are plaguing you the most. Is it a little bit slow? Then it's probably time to do a performance audit. Have you had problems in the past with getting hacked? then it's probably time to do a security audit and figure out what's going on there. If you're not up to speed with accessibility, then that's something you're going to want to talk to a developer about that understands accessibility and can help you out. If your SEO isn't where you would like it to be, then it's probably time for an SEO audit. And there's a lot of good tools out there that you can use yourself, like SEMrush or Moz, Screaming Frog. There's a whole bunch of them, and I'll link them up in the show notes, that will allow you to conduct some degree of an audit yourself and get some idea on the health of that aspect of your website. If you want to do a very comprehensive audit, then once again, feel free to reach out. I will at least tell you the things that I would do. And then if you want us to do it for you, we can talk about that. If you want to go off and try to do it yourself, then I would encourage you to do so. It's a great learning process in how your website really works and what some of the more important but nuanced aspects of that website are. All right, that's number two, conduct a site audit. Number three, update your images, especially your profile image. Now, you might have a great profile image and you want to stick to it. That's cool. But I like, at the first of the year, I like to come up with a new profile image. I'll use it across all of my accounts everywhere. Kind of gives it a fresh look. It may grab some attention. But I do try to use the same image across the board for my face so that no matter where people go, if they see me, they recognize it. And it doesn't take them long to adjust to that. As far as the other images on your website, there are a number of places to get great free images that you can use. I'll actually link to a post that I wrote up that's got a whole list of them, but there are places like Pixabay. You can go out to the Flickr Creative Commons. Now, keep in mind with something like Creative Commons, you still have to give the appropriate credit, but it's a small ask in exchange for some very high quality free images. You can go to unsplash.com. Amazing images out there. There's a lot of good resources for free images, and swapping out the images on your website is often a good way to give it a fresh look without really having to do much. The way that a lot of websites are being designed now is that they have layouts that are fairly accessible and easy to use and don't really need to be changed all that often, so that really you're focusing on the content, the images, the visual aspects of why you're at that website to begin with, not so much on changing the layout. So just swapping out images can make the same website that you've had for a while look very new, very fresh. If you've got older style of stock images, which we're all tired of looking at now, go out to some of these sites that I've mentioned, find some newer, more contemporary looking stylistic images, and swap some of that stuff out on your website. You'll be surprised at what a difference it will make without having to hire a designer or a developer, without having to pay much, if anything, and really bring your site up to date. Number four, take control of your backups. At the end of 2016, in the last quarter, I worked on a number of websites where people were losing information, they were losing data, they weren't doing backups, or they were using a system or a service that did backups, but it was not really easy to roll back changes or get back to a previous version. There is no reason in this day and age that you do not have control of your backups. Yes, your host will do them, but you know how it is when you have to call your host and ask for something or send an email and ask for something. 9 times out of 10, it's going to take them a whole lot longer to get back with you than you want to wait to get your site back up and running. So I would advise that you use one of a number of plugins that will help you capture backups, send them off-site somewhere. So this is a big one. Do not store your backups on the same web server as your website. Most of these plugins allow you to send the backup file that it creates to a Dropbox account, to an Amazon S3 bucket. It can email it to you, though I would not advise that because in many cases, the full backups are going to be far bigger than what your email can handle. Either way, this is the year to go out and get control of backing up your website so that if something happens, you can easily roll back or rebuild your website very quickly on a new host if you need to and get back up and running. You have web developers, you have people that you work with that probably have set things up for you and handle things for you, but I'm telling you, it is up to you ultimately to have control of this. So spend a little bit of time, hit the links in the show notes, and get control of your backups. All right, number five. This one is also probably not as easy as it sounds, but it's really not that hard either. I want you to go out and I want you to look at your own website through the eyes of a user. And what that means is take a couple of days where ideally you aren't looking at the outward-facing part of your website at all, right? The front end, you're not going to look at it at all. Go publish your blog posts, but stay away from the front end as much as you can. Then come into it with a fresh set of eyes one day. Sit down with a cup of coffee or a cup of tea or whatever you like and start looking over your website as if you were a user coming to the site. If you have a membership area, is it easy to find the login button or the My Account button? Is logging out an easy process? Start looking for things like that that are going to tell you what kind of experiences your user might be struggling with. Go out to other websites and fish around and try to find the things that are wrong with those websites and then come back and see if you've got the same thing going on yours. Odds are you're going to find that you have some of the same problems. You just didn't realize it because you look at your website all the time. Now, I'm not going to name any names, but I was out on the website recently of a fairly prominent theme developer in the Genesis community, and I spent probably 10 to 15 minutes trying to figure out where to log into my account to see the downloads and the purchases I had made. And I thought, wow, this is, I know this person probably doesn't realize that it's as buried as it is, but there's really no reason for that, right? You want this, the visit to your website to be as easy as possible on your end users. Make it easy for them to do the things that they are there to do, that they want to do. So look at it through the eyes of your user. And also look at it as if you were trying to find content, not just functional aspects like logging in, but does the search work well? Do you have search at all? If the blog or, let's say, video posts are a main function of your website, are those prominent and easy to find either through navigation or because they're on the homepage somewhere or in the sidebar? Those are all things to think about. I think these are five good, simple things to look at. There's going to be a whole lot more detail in the show notes, mostly by way of links that will get you to resources that will help you out. But I think these are five very important things to think about in 2016. Now, I have a bonus for you. So here's a sixth item. And if you really want to be a little bit more daring with your website, and I'll give Brian Gardner a shout out on this one because I know he's a big proponent of this, think about losing the sidebars. Sidebars can be great and they serve an important purpose on a lot of websites. But in many instances, people are looking right past them. They're often a distraction or at the best, just kind of clutter off to the side that people aren't really paying that much attention to. So if you go out and look at the geekbeat.tv website that we run, you'll notice that on the individual blog posts, the sidebars are gone. Now, that's an experiment right now. They may come back. But for right now, we've taken them off because 9 times out of 10, people are just there to read the post, look at the comment. They want to get into the meat of it. So we're trying that out. And so far, it's actually been pretty good. It's an exercise in making your website as easy as possible for your end users to do what they're there to do without a whole lot of distraction and everything else. If you're looking to drive subscriptions and other things, sidebars can be useful for that. But people are also getting a little bit blind to those calls to action in the sidebar. So try to find some other creative ways of doing that. Now, I could probably come up with a list a mile long of other things that would be great to do in 2016, but these were five or six that came to mind that I see a lot of people still doing that leave your websites looking a little bit dated or in an unhealthy state. So my recommendation, drop the sliders, conduct a site audit, update images. That's really a super simple way to update and make your website look new. Take control of those backups. And spend some time looking at your website through the eyes of a user. If you have any questions, as always, you can reach me on social media at VS Ellis everywhere. That's V as in Vincent, S as in Scott, Ellis. I am at vsellis.com. And if you use the hashtag AskTechTrans, I will see your posts and answer your questions. Thanks again for joining me. This has been Technology Translated, and I'll talk to you next week. Technology Translated is brought to you by the Rainmaker Platform, the complete website solution for content marketers and online entrepreneurs. Find out more and take a free 14-day test drive at rainmaker.fm/platform.